Welcome to mHealth Marketer, a podcast dedicated to helping mHealth, digital health, and telehealth companies gain insights into better marketing strategies. Here's your host, Sam Stern.
Hi, this is Sam Stern, and you're listening to the mHealth Marketer podcast. Appreciate your time and appreciate you stopping by to listen today. Today, what we're going to talk about is a digital health marketing assessment. In the previous four podcasts, we've talked about the importance and the impact of storytelling for digital health marketing. In the next four mHealth Marketer podcasts, we're going to take a closer look at the strategy behind telling your story and the process involved in fitting your story into an effective marketing plan. To create maximum impact in the marketplace and to achieve your business objectives demands a strategic approach and a purposeful process. Telling your marketing story isn't an accident. It's fine-tuned and purpose-driven based upon research and facts. Yes, it takes some work and effort, but it's a smart approach that positions your brand as different from your competition. The topics we'll cover during the next four podcasts are: number one, digital health marketing assessment, an inside look at your content and communication assets. The second one, we will cover how to test and nail down your buyer personas, external research, and viewpoint. Next, we're going to talk about identifying your content and communication gaps. And finally, we're going to talk about creating a digital content-driven branding and positioning action plan. These four strategy areas and the processes used are all designed to help you tell your digital health marketing story with the greatest impact. So let's dive into the first one, your digital health marketing assessment, how to take an inside look at your content and communication assets. Well, in the first step of this digital marketing assessment, you're going to identify your objectives. Your firm's goals and objectives light the path of where you're headed. It's the vision of the value you offer to the market. How does your mobile health product or healthcare IT solution help improve healthcare delivery and the health of individuals based upon the reality of what internal assets you currently have and the challenges you face? First off, establish your benchmarks. Establishing where you are, where you want to go, and what your organization is capable of accomplishing involves looking at the following three facets of your organization. First, assess your staff and resources. Is your staff tech savvy? Are they digital natives? Do they understand and use social media? Do you have talented writers, photographers, or videographers who can create compelling digital content? If not on staff, do you have connections and relationships with these talent sets? Do you have the right tools and software to create, publish, and promote digital content? Next, you need to come up with a plan for distribution. The marketing and the promotion of your digital media is more important than the creation. Create a plan to promote and distribute your digital media. And thirdly, assess existing assets and executive leadership commitment. What communication assets do you already possess, such as existing website, blog, social media accounts and followers, presentation, white papers, and things like that? Is your executive leadership fully supportive and on board with the digital media direction? These are questions you need to ask yourself. Next, review your communications objectives. This is the part of your strategic planning and thinking where you dig deep to get at the core essence of your marketing message. Identify key marketing messages that will be supported by digital media. Enlist these elements of your firm's marketing story that you feel will appeal to the buyers of your digital health products and services. You also need to identify core values and strategic objectives. What does your business stand for and stand against? Why do you do what you do? Make use of core competencies in digital media communications. How do you plan to leverage your business's strengths? How will you get the most out of the writing, the photography, the videography, social media, and graphic design talent at your disposal? Once you do that, you're ready to evaluate the digital health landscape. After you've taken a close look inside your organization, the next step is to examine what messages are already being communicated to your target buyer prospects. List the competitors' contact. How are other healthcare IT firms using digital media to spread the word and tell their stories? What form of content do they use? Is it blogs? Do they use video, white papers, podcasts, or webinars? Do they seem to favor a format or dominate the conversation on a social media platform? Monitor important pieces of information on an ongoing basis, so you're going to need to set up your listening station. Tools you want to use include Google Alerts. This will help you monitor your organization's name, your competition, and top keywords. Feedly. Feedly replaces Google Reader as the tool to instantly deliver news, new blog posts, and information to you automatically, and it allows you to easily share it. Evernote is another great tool that I love. You can use it to capture, organize, and share information across multiple devices, including your desktop, your tablet, or smartphone. TweetBeep or Tweet Alerts get Twitter mentions of your organization or your competitors or your keywords, and they're emailed directly to you, or you can even have them sent by SMS. You should also monitor Twitter trending and Google trending topics, because there you're going to find relevant real-time news events that you can jump on to create instant buzz for your mHealth brand. Monitor active conversations taking place on relevant LinkedIn groups, Facebook groups, and Google Plus communities. This listening activity should take about 10 or 15 minutes a day. The most important part is not monitoring, but doing something about what you're hearing and learning. Figure out the business value of what you're learning and route it to the right places and team members. Once you turn the listening into action, you need to share the findings in a team setting. Bring all your staff, your outsourced team members, and stakeholders up to speed. Inform them of the goals of the firm's direction. Tap the synergy of your team and collaborate to determine your very best approach. Outline your digital media communications objectives. Determine where you want to go and what you wish to accomplish. Paint a picture of what the goal of your business looks like. For example, your goal may be to secure 3 major healthcare systems as clients for your mobile health IT solutions within the next 12 months. Show how each marketing initiative and piece of content produced moves you closer to this goal. Make every employee and outsourced talent feel like an important part of your mission. This encourages them to understand their role and how it fits into your vision and objective. Finally, after you've done your homework, you're ready to map out your objectives for the next 12 to 18 months. One smart technique many leading businesses use is to establish 3 sets of objectives. The first one is the absolute minimum. So no matter what happens, I don't care if the building burns down, your cat dies, you're going to get this done. The next one is to be realistic. The realistic goal is based upon what you know and your current resources. This is what you can expect to accomplish with an honest effort. And finally, you want to reach and go for your blue sky objective. And this is the best possible outcome you can imagine if everything comes together. Follow this strategy and process. You'll get crystal clear on your vision and objectives. You'll know where you want to take the business and what you're trying to achieve. You'll also have the tools to communicate this vision to your key stakeholders, your employees, outsourced team, vendors, investors, and influencers. You'll also identify the content and communication assets you have available to you and can leverage. Finally, you have a way to listen to conversations happening in your market. You'll hear what your competition is saying, and more importantly, how your prospects are responding. Next week, we're going to talk about how to test your key marketing messages with your buyer personas and nail down your marketing story. So that's it for today. I really appreciate the time you spent. Make sure you tune in again for the next edition of the mHealth Marketer Podcast. Thanks.
You've been listening to mHealth Marketer with Sam Stern. Thanks, and come back soon.